We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan! WFAN!
All right, from the kitchen, it is a good evening to you. And how you being? About 7:04 Thursday evening on your Fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there on the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson. Connor Green and No from the 1-877-337-6666. And we'll take you on a real marathon five-hour schmooze right up until Sal Licata. Sal coming your way at midnight right here on your Fan, New York City.
How about you?
No, actually.
Come on, no.
And I answered, just say no.
Grab ball to shortstop. Kim will go to first. The San Diego Padres get their first no-hitter in the history of the franchise. And it belongs to San Diego's own Joe Musgrove.
To third.
Pitch swinging, line drive, he's done it. John Means has no-hit the Mariners, and the Orioles mob him. The first no-hitter for the Orioles in 30 years.
Ground ball, former wizardry from Wade Miley. A no-hitter in baseball history.
He's done it! Spencer Turnbull throws the eighth no-hitter in Tigers history.
It was a special night. I've never been part of one, witnessed one, let alone throw one. You know, I think, I guess more than anything, just a lot of fun to be a part of.
Hit on the ground to second. Torres throws to first in time. Ball game over. Corey Kluber has pitched a no-hitter. He pitches a no-hitter, and the Yankees are delirious on the field.
I had butterflies in that ninth inning. I'm getting a little emotional now. Getting to witness that was really, really special. And to see, you know, his teammates and the excitement of everyone for Corey and just the excitement for themselves being a part of such a thing.
No! Maybe? Yes, I did.
Nanette? It was a bunch of no-nos. Will you remember where you were when what happened on May 19 took place deep in the heart of Arlington? Did it make you remember David Cohn and David Wells, Doc Gooden? And did you remember when Jim Abbott did this too? How about going back to 1983, the boss's birthday? Independence Day, Dave Rigetti against the Boston Red Sox. And bless you if you remember Larson in 1956. What Kluber did was just remarkable. A pitching work of art. Very, very special, the no-hitter. But no longer is it unique. Not with already six of them before June. Four this month alone. We've had four no-hitters in 15 days, and it takes two. Of the six, Seattle twice in 13 days, Texas twice, and Cleveland twice. For, let's face it, it is time for those teams to cork bats, and George Brett may have some leftover pine tar. So how do you explain what once was rare and now on pace for as many as 19 no-nos in 2021? Nobody is going to take away from how special a no-hitter is and what we all saw last night. But you wonder if Kluber will now be number 28 in your program, number one in your heart. Kluber was absolutely outstanding. He was terrific. But his outing was the 11th time a pitcher in this season, 2 months old, had gone at least seven no-hit innings. So why so many so soon? All right, take the numbers, the stats, the facts and figures, your percentages and decimal points, all the spin rates, and you can measure the mound, tighten the strike zone, and put all these ingredients into a blender, and what do you get? Better pitching, terrible hitting. What is in that rosin bag? A better grip? That may be part of it. A better spin? That may be part of it, too. But what might be in that rosin bag? Maybe with all this power pitching, hitters are just looking to power the ball over everybody's fence. Swing hard. Swing miss. Create a nice, gentle summer breeze. Never mind the fastball. It does appear major leaguers in this era, can't hit a curve, a slider, a sinker, as in anything that breaks. Is it the new baseball? Is it producing hard knocks, warning track power? Is it the shift? Is it cool weather to start the season? Whatever it may be, it appears you can take a stab at all of the above, with teams appearing and averaging less than 8 hits a game, and hitters striking out on average 9 times a game, and across the board, hitters across the majors are hitting a record low 236, with runs more rare than no-hitters. Now at 6 and counting, or should it be 7 for the 7 no-hit innings from Madison Bumgarner that doesn't count because common sense is not a part of Major League Baseball thinking? Imagine, right now, a record low 236 across the majors. 236. And maybe this year we'll crown a batting champion who's hit 240. Also rare last night, a complete game. Only 15 of those, and I'm kind of surprised it is as many as 15. And what are your thoughts about 15 no-hitters in 2021? Once upon a time, a quality start was 3 runs over 6 innings. A quality start and finish was what we saw from Corey Kluber last night. And certainly this afternoon with Domingo Herman. Now, you knew right away he wasn't going to throw a no-hitter. That wasn't going to be duplicated. Johnny Vandermeer, he is not. However, the very first batter that Herman was to face in the bottom of the first inning was, of course, a base hit from that batter. So you knew right away, no duplication, no deja vu all over again. But a quality start it was. He fought his way through traffic for 7 innings and not a single run. And what is it now? 22, 23 scoreless innings by Yankee pitching. They didn't do a lot of hitting and didn't have to do a lot of hitting this afternoon. Urshela off the bench again with a big hit, the RBI base hit, and that's really all the Yankees needed. But wait a minute, here's Judge off the bench, and he too with an RBI single, and that was it. So 2-0 this afternoon. The Yankees 7-3 on a very, very solid road trip. And Herman certainly gives Yankee fans a little bit more confidence about the rotation, including what happened last night as well. So Cole and Kluber and Herman. Herman, his first 2 starts were absolutely awful. They sent him down. He comes back. He has been 4-0 since. The New York Metropolitans are off tonight, as you know, maybe because they just need another day to heal. Those filling in came very close within a game of sweeping the hated Atlanta Braves. But the bullpen could not hold a late lead. And, of course, who wasn't looking forward to Diaz closing out a ninth inning in that Game 3, working his fourth day in a row, and why not? Seven save opportunities and seven saves for Edwin Diaz. Tomas Nido, Peraza, Lee in right field, Villar, Maben, they made plays and came up with some big hits. But the bullpen, Aaron Loop needing a break, and Jacob Barnes, terrific one game, but not so with Acuna 24 hours ago. So for the Metropolitans, the first place, New York Metropolitans on to Miami for some fun in the sun. So let me ask, before we take a break and get your telephone calls, what side of the aisle are you on? In column A, we have those right here in New York who feel there's a New York bias. If you play in New York, if you're a New York team, will you be recognized? Will you be honored for what you deserve? And Exhibit A is Tom Thibodeau. He did not receive from the National Basketball Coaches Association their Coach of the Year award. Do we hear from you a New York bias? However, there is the NBA Coach of the Year, and that carries a little bit more weight because it comes from those people who cover the NBA from the left coast to the right coast. And then we have in column B, courtesy of Atlanta's coach, Nate McMillan. He thinks the NBA wants New York in these playoffs because of the fan base, because the Knickerbockers play in the number one New York market. McMillan basically saying, our team is going to have to fight through all of this. So let's face it, I mean, you don't have to wonder for too long, does he feel he's going to get close calls in a close game? Does he feel that he can motivate his team with all of this kind of rhetoric? And he hopes they can be motivated because they will have to be to beat the New York Knickerbockers. And so you can pick from column A about a New York bias, and you can also pick from column B because both are arguably true. And if the NBA wants the New York market, so does TNT and ESPN ABC. The Knickerbockers, as you know, are going to play Sunday evening at 7 on TNT. And Game 2 is going to be Wednesday on TNT, but beginning at 7:30. Game 3 on Friday is going to be on ESPN at 7, and Game 4 will be Sunday, May 30th at 1 p.m. on ABC here in New York, Channel 7. And yes, the figure may be 15,000 at Madison Square Garden in New York City. We did hear 13,000 the other day, but who will be looking? And the bottom line is, if you have your vaccination, if you have been vaccinated, you can sit over here at a reasonable price. And if you haven't been vaccinated, you can sit over here at a reasonable price also. However, what's reasonable is more like an individual determination. It's all basically relative, but it is going to be less expensive than buying a ticket at you-know-where for the Brooklyn Nets, who could use somebody to buy tickets that they have available. And as you heard from the dynamic duo within the last hour, they were letting you know tickets are available in no uncertain terms, but you may have to pay a little bit more unless you have been vaccinated. Not so with Madison Square Garden in New York City. However, right now we're going to take a break, get some business done, and then we will get to your telephone calls. Lots to talk about. The no-hitters, certainly, with Corey Kluber last night. Just stupendous. Again, a pitching work of art. Mechanical, methodical, just absolutely brilliant. And again, are we going to be setting any records for no-hitters in 2021? Already, we are just about in that kind of neighborhood. The all-time record, if you count a no-hitter back in 1884, was 8. Now, in the so-called modern era, since 1900, we are dealing with the 7, and that has been done a couple of times in 3 different seasons over the course of Major League Baseball and its history. So we can talk about Corey Kluber. We can talk about Domingo Germán, who was also terrific this afternoon. We can talk Mets. We're going to talk Knickerbockers. And we're going to be talking with a couple of people as the evening goes along. And Justin Verlander's brother does work for Fox Sports. He's a Major League Baseball analyst. He also does a podcast, Flipping Bats, with Ben Verlander. And he is Justin Verlander's brother. And we'll talk to him in the 8 o'clock hour. And Ian Begley of SNY, he covers the Knickerbockers and the Nets and the NBA for SNY. But first and foremost will be your call. So do know from the 1-877-337-6666 on your fan, New York.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.